As soon as Bill and I decided to start a family, I had begun to plan for a more stable financial future. Money means almost nothing to Bill Clinton. He's not opposed to making money or owning property. It simply has never been a priority. I started looking for opportunities I could afford, and my friend Jim Blair was someone who knew the intricacies of the commodities market, and he was willing to share his experience with me and my friend and later his wife, Diane Blair. I was willing to risk $1,000 and let Jim guide my trades. The commodities market has more in common with Las Vegas than Wall Street. What investors buy and sell are promises, known as futures, to purchase or sell certain goods, wheat, coffee, cattle, at a fixed price. If the price is higher when those commodities are brought to market, the investor makes money. On the other hand, if the market in hog bellies or corn is glutted, then the price drops and the investor loses big. Soon after I got pregnant with Chelsea in 1979, I lost my nerve for gambling. The gains I had made suddenly seemed like real money we could use for our child's higher education. I walked away from the table $100,000 ahead. Jim Blair and his compatriots stayed in the market longer and lost a good deal of the money they had made. The large return on my investment was examined ad infinitum after Bill became president, although it never became the focus of a serious investigation. The conclusion was that, like many investors at the time, I'd been fortunate. Bill and I weren't so lucky with another investment we made during the same period. Not only did we lose money on a piece of property called Whitewater Estates, the investment would spawn an investigation 15 years later that endured throughout Bill's presidency.